What's so bloody funny? Ah, well, it's the Jay Thomas Show on SiriusXM Comedy Greats.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, got to keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Yeah.
Lifeline is the lifeline to a nation.
And in the mid 70s, Moving On was this trucking show. Living and was Claude Akins, who was a. Frank Converse and Claude Akins, and it was they were independent long-haul truckers, but I guess they also would solve a crime every now and again, or they would help a kitten or whatever. Let's welcome Barry. Barry, is it Whites or Wheats? Am I saying it right? Whites?
Barry Whites, Jay. Come on.
Hey, Barry. How are you? You know, I see your resume, and we've danced all around each other, but did we know each other? I don't remember.
Well, I don't know. We've danced around each other. You're always unavailable anytime I try to cast you. So please don't blame me for that. You were always in high regard with our casting directors, and we reached out, and you were either doing Murphy Brown or whatever it was. And
I'm available now. Can you Photoshop me into
so
Moving
am I.
On?
Yeah. So am I. Yeah.
Yeah, we're both of it. And then Mark Rathaus. Am I saying? It's not Rathaus, is it?
Well, for every different
thing,
it's
Rothus. Really? That's what you did? Instead of Rat House, you went to Rothus?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my grandfather or someone.
Okay. Well, you could see why Rat House is kind of.
Well, Rat House is a little ugly. It's actually Rat House, which is from the City Hall.
Rothus. I'm having a little trouble hearing you, Mark. You want to redial? Do you mind redialing?
Sure. I don't have the number. Christina called me, so she can call me back.
Christina, it's breaking up. And then Barry and I will talk. Hey, Barry, by the way.
We will rock. Yeah. Yes, go.
Yeah. SiriusXM, we've got, I would say, millions of truckers that listen to us and people over the, so we ought to get you on the trucking channel also.
Right.
So,
wannabe. It's remarkable, Jay, for me, because this is going to tickle you. Mm-hmm. I was teaching at Central Piedmont Community College.
No.
Would I lie to you?
Wow.
And your name came up. Now, this is recently. I've lived in Charlotte.
Oh, because years ago, I played football there. I played football
there. Yeah, I know you did.
When they had a football team, yeah.
But the name came, it was like Jay, and it was one of those. It's like, well, you must know, I'm sitting in Charlotte. We're living down the street from the Charlotte Country Club on St. Andrews Lane. So somebody says,
sure.
I'm over at, teaching at CPCC. They say to me, well, you must know Jay Thomas. You're from Hollywood. You must know Jay Thomas. I said, but I don't really know him. I've not worked with him. But your name keeps coming up like you're an urban legend there, citizen. So
yes.
It was one of those things, and I thought when Christina invited us to be on the show, I thought, what a kick.
It's well, like, my pleasure.
CPC coming back again, so what can I tell you?
So now I have a show on Hulu, Love and War, has been there for a couple of years, and you guys are putting this Moving On back there. Now, what's weird is that I kind of remember the story. Would they solve crimes, the two truckers?
Well, it was really, it started off, and you'll know the big difference here. I went to sell it to NBC as a 10 o'clock show, prime time, but I wanted to get it on at 10. And we did a wonderful pilot called In Tandem. And then when they finally decided to program it, they decided to program it 9. So it became a little bit different show in year one. In year one, we shot on the West Coast from Oregon down to southern part of California. Second year, they put us on at 8 o'clock. So then the show changed again. So it went from a little bit edgy to a little bit not edgy. And it was not necessarily crimes. It was the people they met on the road. It could be the story about the load. It could be the people they are coming in contact with. It could be a crime, but not in the police sense of a crime. These were guys who were really roustabouts and guys who were just trying to make a living as independent truckers. And that's, to me, that when you tell me you have all these truckers that are listening to you, it's fantastic for us because we really see them as modern day. I saw them when I created the show. I saw it as modern day cowboys and making their way across the West. And that was really the inspiration for it.
Is Mark back on? Mark back?
Yes, I am.
And Mark, now what are you doing with the show? What's your, because you're not old enough to have written it or been a part of it many years ago.
Barry's partner in the show was my father-in-law, Phil D'Antoni.
And he, by the way, he produced The French Connection and Bullet and The 7-Ups, right?
Right. I produced The 7-Up with him. Yeah. And yes, and he directed The 7-Ups and he produced French Connection and Bullet. Yeah.
Wow.
And he was my client. I was at the Morris office, William Morris, and you'll remember all that, of course.
Sure.
And Phil was a client. And I had a client as well by the name of Robin Moore, who had written a book called The Green Berets. And I had sold it to Bat Jack, John Wayne's company, and they made a successful movie. And then we were bouncing around New York. I was living in Manhattan at the time, and I introduced Robin to a couple of cops, Sonny Grasso and Eddie Egan.
Who I've known, I knew, the first guy I met in New York was Sonny Grasso.
Okay, well, there you go. So Sonny...
used to go to that Italian joint, we'd all sing, remember
Rao's.
All that? They would,
Rao's.
Yeah, Rao's. No, Rao's. Not Rao's. This was down in, this was down in the Village, or down in Little Italy. And the waiters sang. The waiters sang.
Puglia.
I forget. Puglia's. That's right.
Yeah. Puglia, yeah. Yes. Well, and yeah. Then Robin decided to write The French Connection. And Phil had just finished doing Bullet, and he was a client of mine, and I gave him that, and that was the rest of his history.
So Moving On has been digitally remastered, and it's going to stream on Hulu, and you'll see Frank Converse and Claude Akins. And if a lot of people watch it, I'm sure you guys would probably do a new one. But let me ask both of you about one. I think it's impossible when you say French Connection. He was your father-in-law. How did they film? I've heard a million stories. The chase scene under the subway in Queens. How was that done?
It was practical. They went out and they got permission to get a train, and they ran the train down the line, and they drove a car underneath. And some of the stories are true about the permits and things, and some are not. They did grab some shots, I think, illegally, but I think for the most part they had permits. But, you know, I'm only telling you what stories I've heard from Phil and from other people. Obviously I wasn't there. But,
was it dangerous? Barry, it looked... Everybody that's ever watched The French Connection, it looks so incredibly dangerous. Plus, I know there's editing and speeding everything up and all, but there was no CGI and all, it had to be dangerous for the stuntmen.
Jay, you might recall that the stunts in The 7-Ups, which Phil directed, I produced and Phil directed, is as almost as good as The French Connection. And that, again, was done with the most incredible stunt drivers you can imagine. The one final shot there, and you will probably get a kick out of this, is done on the Taconic State Parkway. It's where Jerry Summers, supposed to be Roy Scheider, is being knocked back and forth on the road and then is forced to drive under a semi. It's actually the trailer of the semi. That crash tied up traffic for hours on the Taconic State Parkway. And
did you wait a minute? Now it was a miss, in the movie he meant to crash, or he was meant to go to clean?
It was meant to happen. It was meant to happen. It's all planned. We had the Taconic tied up. Everything was done, on the up and up, and all of that. But my brother, who was living up in Connecticut at the time, calls me when he gets into town, and he says to me, "I can't tell you, I saw the worst accident I have ever seen in my life on the Taconic State Parkway. A car actually drove under a trailer. It's the most extraordinary thing." I said, "Eric, that's us." What are you talking
wow.
about? That's us. I said, no, that's us. We filmed that. And when Jerry Summers, the stunt driver who was driving for Roy Scheider, and he takes the car under the trailer, everybody, the cameraman, everybody stood there for an instant before, you know, we ran to him to see if he was off. But because the stunt is so extraordinary that we thought clearly he had it.
Wait a minute. You mean he runs the car under
that's
the trailer
right.
and ducks right. and lets the roof get cut off?
That's correct.
And they did it with... Did they jack the truck up higher or something so that...
No, the car is scored so that when it hits the truck, it folds back. Mm-hmm. And Jerry is basically sitting almost like on a milk box. It's not a real, you know, front
right.
end of the car. And when he hits it, he falls down where, you know, under the dashboard. And it is the most extraordinary. I walked over, and I think Phil and I had discussed it before. I don't honestly recall, but I remember putting a bunch of money in an envelope. And once we pulled him out of the car, and he was fine, and everything was fine, kisses and hugs and all of that, I placed a mighty envelope in his hand as a bonus beyond and
wow.
above what mm-hmm. he was paid to do it. He was an incredible driver, Jerry Summers. But, that, I mean, there were stunts that Phil... filmed in the Seven Ups that in many ways I think are they're not as memorable because Seven Ups did not win the Academy Awards, the French Connection did, but the stunts
right.
as stunts are extraordinary.
I'll say one more thing. Go ahead.
When we went across town in the Seven Ups chase, in the cars that are running across town, there's sirens going. You don't have that because it's all filmed MOS. But when you are going across town, there were sirens that are running, blasting, so people would be moving aside. But most of that stuff was filmed practical, believe it or not.
Wow.
And we take them across town and then up onto, I think, the Garden State Parkway and then so on and so forth. But the drivers were par excellence, and Phil had used them in Bullet. Obviously, McQueen, these were McQueen's guys because McQueen had been in Bullet. And Billy Friedkin's guys from French Connection. So that was a very sound, wonderful, a very, very creative crew. But that's
and the term MOS is from German directors. It means mit out sound, which means, you know,
that's
without
correct.
Sound in German. And so Mark, it says you're the producer, the writer, and the editor. So you've just redigitalized the Moving On show,
yeah,
like 40-something years later, right?
I am by no means the writer or producer of Moving On. That was Phil and
right.
Barry. But I did find the elements. When Phil told me that they owned the show, I said, how come we're not, you know, bringing this back? And so I got the elements out of the vault from Fox Studios. I did the redigitizing. I hooked up with a guy who's doing the distribution. And so, you know, we got the remastered.
And you married well. Let's be honest.
Yeah, of course I did.
I mean, let's get it out in the open.
Of course.
I mean, really. My wife's father was a broken down ex-communist union leader from, you know, New Jersey, and you step right into a vat of movie, you know. Golden
yeah,
shit. Let's be honest.
He's got good
yes.
DNA around him. I can tell you that. Look, I've
yeah.
only been working
right.
with Mark since he came to me, I don't know, a couple of years ago and said, you know, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, would be incredible. It never even occurred to me. I mean, certainly it's of another age, Jay.
Yeah.
You know, from what I know. And when Mark came up with the idea, I said, brilliant. Let's try to do it. And then I say this to Mark, I say it to him frequently, I avoided seeing what the digital versions look like because I thought, I know I'm going to hate what it looks like. It's not going to look as good as it looked when it was aired on NBC, this, that, and the other thing. Well, I was dead wrong. What you will see and what Mark did, the work that Mark did and what you see on Hulu, is sensational. It looks as good as it looked when it was originally aired on NBC. Now, that's just my naive day. about, you know, what one thing looks like when it goes from one form to another. But that's the kind of work that he did. So it's well worth it from every standpoint, not only the visual, but the audio is great. And, you know, the work seems to hold up, because I think you mentioned earlier, there's talk about rebooting.
Yeah.
And yes, we are. We've had conversations with various films.
Well, hey, I'm available. You know what I would play? The Dispatcher. You know?
No, I got something better for you.
Wait a minute. How about this one? The Angry, I used to do something else, and now, because we have a lot of these guys, they used to do something else, it didn't work out. And, you know, the trucking industry, if you read any articles about them, these guys are very angry. I think we have somebody coming on basically treated like shit. The regulations are rough. There's cameras on them 24 hours a day. You know, all kinds of stuff is happening now in the trucking industry. And we hear a lot of it. And a lot of people were doing something else, and they said, you know, they couldn't make a living or whatever, and they went into the trucking industry, right? So I could own the rig. I'm one of those guys, could own the rig. They could rent it from me, you know.
Good. I'm writing this down.
Absolutely. Or, you know, the angry, you know, had to do this, or how about this? I retired. I don't mind doing it, but my partner is angry. My partner is an angry black woman. What do you think of that?
Well, yeah. Well, let's make it your daughter.
Huh? Oh, my daughter. Oh, my. How about this? My daughter's an angry black woman.
That's my point.
Yeah.
You were ahead of yourself.
Right.
And
right.
I think that's what it is. I can't wait.
I'm gonna clear my schedule as soon as we hang up. It's coming on Hulu. It's moving on. If you've never seen it, do they say Breaker? Because everybody had a CB back then.
Yes.
Right?
Oh yeah. You're gonna remember, this is before cell phones and really before PPSs. So the CB was the big way of finding out what's going on ahead of you, avoiding Smokey, which was the highway patrol. And just general socializing over the CBs. That's the way these guys really went ahead.
They had a phrase, do it like Pruitt used to do it. And what did that phrase mean?
Well, it's a line I wrote. Do it like Pruitt. Sonny Pruitt is the name that Claude Akins has. So do it like Pruitt is just do it as a man of the time, standing up for the right thing. Again, a cowboy, doing the right thing at the right time, and putting things in the proper perspective. It was being a gentleman and working your bones off to be an entrepreneur, because that's what these guys did. As you said, you buy a truck, and all of a sudden you've got a business. And you can haul anything anywhere anybody is willing to pay. Well, there's an independence about that, Jay, which is really very appealing.
That's why I'm the owner of the rig. I'm the rig owner.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm the owner.
You and your daughter,
now I'm going to introduce you to someone that is fantasized about constantly by millions of truckers, and I'm not kidding. Her name is Christina Palumbo. Christina, please come to the microphone. She works on the Trucking Channel. She works with me. She works on the Howard Channel with me. And these truckers are mad for her. Even if you don't use her as an actress, she has to be the dispatcher. Christina, say hello to Barry and to Mark.
Hi, Barry. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
You hear
Very
that?
Very good. Thank you.
She's salty.
Is that what has to happen here? Is that what the next move is?
That's right.
I don't think she's in the semi. I think she is a dispatcher of some sort.
I don't know. We may have to take her away from you. You know, that's the point. We may have to put her on the road. You're just going to have to get used to different things, Jerry. That's all.
Well, I don't know what her acting chops are. But she could play my daughter. There's no doubt about that. But these truckers, they love... They love her. They want to see pictures of her naked and all that, which she never does because she's a little tease.
Mm-hmm. Not even a bathing
right
suit. You won't nothing. Find
you,
it.
You can't get nothing. You can't get pictures of Mark naked. They are on the internet.
I found
those
already.
Don't really.
I've been looking all
why
day.
Why were you naked, Mark?
It felt like a good idea at the time.
Really? Well, it was a bad idea. All right. Barry Weitz and Mark Rathaus, thanks a lot. It's coming to Hulu.
Thank you,
and has it started already, moving on?
Yes, it is on Hulu now. And can I mention the website?
Sure.
Our website. It's movingontvshow.com.
Okay, and good luck with the new one because
the tune in,
if you get it right, the tune in would be absolutely huge. And I know they have, you know, reality shows and everything else, but it would be, and I mean this, it really would be, and maybe they've done it and it didn't go or something. It is an interesting storyline because it is a, I'm telling you, they are political. They listen to talk radio all the time.
I agree.
It's like some of them are like, you know, condos inside. Some of them are shitholes. I mean, it's an – and then, you know, how about this? Christina could play the lot lizard, you know, the naughty girl.
Thanks,
the
Jay.
Naughty girl. Naughty girl.
That's thanks.
Hey, wait a minute.
Can't
and
wait.
I, you know what? I wait a second. I want to own the truck stop. That's what I want.
Oh, there you go. Here you go. Okay.
Yeah. And I want to serve breakfast. I want to serve breakfast in those little frying pans.
Yeah. Don't you want to do that? The eggs and the waffles and the sausage all on one thing? Got to have
And
it.
We'll go, yeah. By the way, we'll go cutting edge. And so the truckers come in and they go in the, and I go, hey, don't be stinking up the bathroom like you did last time. I can yell stuff like that. See? Yeah. Don't be taking
yeah,
one
yeah,
of those.
I haven't lost your humor.
One of those trucker shits. Don't take a trucker shit. Do it outside.
All right, then
Christina comes in. Yeah, we're ready to go. All right, I'm ready to go. I can't wait. Forget it. I'll write the show. Forget acting in it.
Yeah, forget it.
I'm ready to write, produce everything. All of it. All right. Thank you very much, guys. Good luck with Moving On, which is
on
Hulu.
Thank you, Jay. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
It's the Jay Thomas Show. We'll be right back.
I was scared to talk to you because you're so mean, you know?
Shut up! The Jay Thomas Show. Sirius XM Comedy Greats.